Welcome to the They Sound Blunt podcast show. I am your host, Trey Plus 305. And you already know, man, I'm coming from the beautiful South Florida with it. And on the They Sound Blunt podcast show, you know I like to talk about a lot of things. I like to talk about a lot of world events, a lot of current events, local events, sports events. Y'all know I like to talk about music. If you're listening from the past, I just want to say, man, thank you for tapping in with me. Thank you for taking the time out of your day. I know time is money, time is precious, so I'm gonna try to give you a good show. You feel me? Some of my opinions you might agree with, some of my opinions you might disagree with, but you know what? On the They Sound Blunt show, we could come to a common ground. You dig? So just sit back and enjoy the show, and I'm going to try to give you a good podcast episode. You dig? Yo. What's good? What's good? How's everybody? I don't even want to know what the day is. Oh, today is September 30th, 2023. God damn it. And it's been a minute. It's been a minute since I've been on. But you know what? A lot of things been going on in my life, and I just been feeling like, you know what? Freak it. I'm going to do a podcast episode. You feel me? So, yeah, man. This your boy, Trey Plus 305. If you don't know, if you're new to the show, you know I'm a podcaster from Miami Gardens, Florida. You know what I'm saying? I'm based off in Pembroke Pines. You know what I'm saying? Out west, ducked off in the ducky. You feel me? And, yeah, man, I've just been doing this thing since 2020, something like that. I don't know. But, you know, man, I've been doing my thing for a good little minute, man. But I'm here right now, man. The people that's been listening in the past episodes, man, thank you, man, for being patient with me. But, you know, I'm here, man. I'm here, man. I'm here. Your boy is here. Your boy is here. You feel me? So, yeah, man, what Trey Plus been up to, man? Trey Plus been up to a lot of things, you feel me, man? Trey Plus been out here grinding, you feel me? You feel me? Like, grinding out here, getting that money on, you know? You feel me? Because, you know, as you know, I left my job after working for 17 years. And right now, I'm like a year in, and I just been grinding, doing my little side hustle, my little app hustle, freelance, you know what I'm saying? Been doing a little Amazon Flex, been doing a little Uber Eats, and all that other Uber Connects, and all that good shit. Then I start doing Lyft, and been lifting it, and been running it up with Lyft, you know what I mean? Meeting different people from all over the world, man. And it's just been an honor, you feel me? To meet different people and to just communicate with people and tell them what I do. And they be like, oh, you're a podcaster? And I'm like, yes, I'm a podcaster. And then we talk about different episodes and my life and this and that and the third. And I talk about their lives, this, that, and the third, and hearsay and this, that. And you know, that's what we do. That's what Trey Plus been doing. You feel me? Just grinding and meeting people. You feel me? And it's been good, and it's been an honor, you feel me? And but, you know, through good things, you always have bad things that always happen. And last night on earlier in the morning, like after hours, like after 1 in the morning, you know, driving, picking people up, because, you know, Drake had a concert. If you don't know, Drake and 21 Savage had a concert down here in Miami, downtown in Miami at the Miami Heat Arena, you know. So it's been a lot of money out here in my eyes. That's how I see it. A lot of money was out here. So, you know, I've been out there grinding for the past 2 days because he had a two-day event. It was from Friday to Saturday. So, you know, I did that. And last night was just crazy. Last night I met a lot of good people. Last night, early morning, met a lot of good people. But, you know, I had one event when I was driving on the road, man, and I realized, you know, it's a lot of goddamn drunk drivers in Miami. Oh, goddamn it. God. It's a lot of goddamn drunk drivers in Miami, dog. And I don't know why people decide to drive their car and be drunk. It's so many accidents I have seen all this week after 1 a.m. in Miami and Broward County, Florida, especially on the highway, goddammit. Why you always got to take your drunk ass on the road? That's my damn issue. And I know I just started snapping out the blue, but goddamn, motherfuckers just be driving drunk, dog. And that shit crazy. Anyway, last night I'm driving and a pickup truck tried to speed past me and he swerved and fishtailed right in front of me and smacked the car that was on the left side of me, and the car on the left side of me fishtailed and swerved right in front of me and hit the car that was on the right side, incoming car on the right side, and Trey Plus drove right through it and didn't even get touched, dog. Oh, it was the craziest shit ever. And I was driving with a news anchor in the backseat of my car from Palm Beach. I forgot this lady name, but it was an hour drive. I was driving her from downtown Miami all the way to West Palm Beach. It was an hour drive, and 30 minutes into the drive, I ran into a goddamn drunk driver. He had to be drunk, and it was crazy. But the crazy part about it was, nothing happened to my car. I drove right through it, and it happened right in front of me, like just like how I said it. The pickup truck swerved, fishtail, hit the car on the left. The car from the left swerved right in front of me and hit another incoming car, and I just drove right through it. I can't believe what happened, but it happened. Thank God for awareness. Thank God for blessing me and my passenger. Hopefully those people were safe. I didn't call 911, y'all. Oh, God damn it. Everybody been on me about why I didn't call 911. But the reality was I had an out-of-body experience, and it was a drunk driver, and I had to get home to my damn dog, God damn it. I had to get home to Russie. And I had to get this lady home to her job so she could report her dudes and talk about it to her news anchor, coworkers, whatever they got going on. But that was crazy. That was crazy last night. But I'm telling y'all this story to tell y'all that if you go out and party, it's okay. If you get fucked up, get drunk, it's okay. But when your ass jump behind the wheel, it's not okay. Call a fucking Uber, goddammit. Call a goddamn Lyft, goddammit. Call a goddamn friend or a family member and have them Uber to you and drive your car to get you to where you need to be to get you home safe. You feel me? Like, it's so many different things you could do, goddammit. Goddamn. Jesus Christ. But yeah, man, that's just a little vent moment I just had to have for the first segment, you know. I just appreciate y'all for tapping in with me, you know what I'm saying? It's like a welcome back moment. I'm back. But you know what? Right now, I want to go to another segment. And you know, when I go to other segments, I like to play music. So this time, I'm going to play this song. You heard the instrumental to this song. As I used it for my introduction, but I'm going to go ahead and play this song. It's by, what's this? Lil Got It, and it's called Shut the Door. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play this, and I'm going to go to the next segment. You dig? Thank you for tapping in with me.
I ride on the wind, just like a surgeon, get shot in your chest. Sipping on scissor, y'all nigga piss. Blood like a bitch, I ride on the wind. Most of y'all snitching, don't care about your stain. Give me
your game. Shut the door, yeah, recording in progress. Sippin' sir, but I ain't eating coffee yet. Bought some money and we tapping like faucet. We ain't gon' talk about that shit I ain't bought yet. Heard him hollering, but I'm steady ballin'. And my brother trap being like your boss. Steady fighting, these demons get off. If I let down that window, get off.
Check what just say, peace. I'm tryna get in my bag, dog. Never said this shit we easy. Chop sound and I break springs. Been taking around no beamer. Everything I caught got a beam. Whoa. Turn to a saint. Turn nigga to a Lich King.
Clean out the spot like some Drano. Hand track hawk, nigga, ask where the break go. Living like Rudy pouring foes in the Prego. Niggas steady rapping about the shit they ain't on. Wet up 12 o'clock, house get paint on. Young catch a bite on the thing, make the pain on. Baked out, nigga, tweaked out like Fable. They on a nigga trail, got to land on. Shut the door, yeah, recording in progress. Sipping suck, but I ain't eating coffee yet. Bought some money and we tapping like posse. We ain't gon' talk about that shit, I ain't bought yet. Heard on hollin', but I'm steady ballin'. And my brother trap be like your boss. Steady fighting, these demons get off. If I let out that window, get off. That middle heart got shot me. Yeah, you don't know me. Pops in my life, he my OG. 31 M, copper rollie. Pussy ass nigga be police. Slim through their hands and they know they can't hold me. Top shell weed, we ain't smoking on the OG. Got no custom drip, paying my cozy.
Got it.
Woo! Fuck it, just shoot out the roof. She fucking forever, boy, that ain't your boo. Cut off a duck, then she turned to a goose. My man jeans, some real on boots. Spitting out bullets like I lost a tooth. You get popped in the hoodie, don't play with a dude. They with my daughters and they need some food. Told them I got them, just don't lose. Shut the door, yeah, recording in progress. Sipping suck, but I ain't eating coffee yet. Bought some money, we tapping like posse. We ain't gon' talk about that shit, I ain't bought yet. Heard them hollin', but I'm steady ballin'. And my brother trap be like your boss. Steady fighting, these demons get off. If I let down that window, get off.
Welcome back to the Day Sound Blunt podcast show. Yes, this is the second segment. Thank you for tapping in still. In the background, you're going to hear this song is by Solange called Mad featuring Lil Wayne. I like this song. This is going to be what is in the background. This is going to be the background music. Had to tune it down for y'all. Sometimes y'all gonna hear some rap music, and then you might hear some R&B, you know what I'm saying? Or you might hear some reggae or some Latin music on the Day Sound Blunt podcast show, because I love music. You gonna hear some local music. You gonna hear some up-and-coming artists, because I love to play my up-and-coming artists, you know? But yeah, man, I'm here, man. Yo, what's up with this Tupac thing, man? Yo, like, DJ Vlad has struck again. So if y'all don't know, man, they screaming. Hold on, my dog is tripping. Hold on. I'm sorry about that. Sometimes I gotta scream at the dog, Russy. Shout out to Russy, y'all. I know some people, they don't like podcasts where they be hearing dogs in the background. But goddamn, sometimes when somebody walk past my door, my dog gonna bark, goddamn it. So it is what it is. I try to turn down the volume so y'all won't hear the barking. You feel me? But yeah. So this guy named Keefe D, he started popping out like in 2018, popping out on Vlad TV, talking about he was in the car when they shot Tupac, and he broke down the scene and had Orlando Anderson, the person who was supposedly, allegedly the shooter, the guy who Tupac them beat up, was in the back seat, and he was his uncle and this, that, and the third. And he used to always be telling these stories, and he wrote a book, and he was trying to get people to buy the book so he could tell us about his gang affiliation lifestyle and how they led to killing Tupac and getting away with it. Apparently the three people that, it was four of them in the car, and three of them had that, three out of the four died. So he wanted to tell his story. Don't know why he wanted to tell his story, but he decided to go on Vlad TV and tell his story for years. Like, for years this man was going on Vlad TV telling his story. For years Vlad TV would call this man in and he would tell his story. And it finally happened. The feds or Las Vegas Police Department, whoever, they opened up the case. A 1996 murder case when I was a teenager. They opened up that case and they went in that man's house. SWAT team went in his house. They got evidence. And then next thing you know, last night, yesterday, they say that they arrested the guy that in connection with Tupac, and it was Keefe D.
Oh, I was like,
what the fuck? That is dumb ass. You done took your dumb ass. You couldn't hold it. And all I could think about Tupac, all I could think about is Tupac saying, I'ma hunt you, nigga. I'ma hunt you niggas until you die, or I'ma hunt you niggas until you confess. And three died and one confessed. It's the craziest thing. Shout out to Tupac. I gotta play some Tupac music, dog. I gotta play some Pac. I gotta play some Pac because, you know what I'm saying, I was a Tupac fan. Still am a Tupac fan to this day. And it's justice. It's justice for my generation. You feel me? Justice for my generation. You know what I'm saying? Justice for the people who love Tupac, his family, his friends, and all that. I know that. I was just a fan. I was a young kid, a fan of Tupac. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's justice if, you know, he is the suspect. But he put it in the book. Like, he put it in the book. I can't even say Vlad TV struck again. All I can say is the man wrote a book. Keefe D wrote a book. Keefe D want to go on the internet, on YouTube. He want to go on people's platforms, and he want to talk about his book, and he want people to read his book. And now your ass finna be in jail in your 60s, probably sitting your ass in jail, or in his 50s. He probably in his 50s. He probably like 58 or something like that. Now you gotta sit your dumb ass in jail for murder, goddammit, of the great Tupac Shakur. You feel me? Cause like the people say, even if you didn't pull the trigger, you was in the car. Like the sheriff said, he had a good scenario. He said if you rob a bank and one person run into the bank, but there's a driver of the getaway car, the driver of the getaway car gonna get charged just as much as the bank robber because you was accessory to the crime. So that's what happened to Buddy. So Buddy accessory to crime. You know what I'm saying? And that's just what's gonna happen. You feel me? You just gonna have to sit your ass in jail, and people gonna probably whoop your ass because, you know what I'm saying, Tupac was one of the great ones. You feel me? And justice for Tupac. Justice for Tupac, goddammit. And since I'm saying justice for Tupac, I'ma go ahead and I'ma play one of the songs that came out, a video that came out on MTV the day Tupac died. It was crazy because he had recorded a video. So I'ma go ahead and I'ma play this song, and I'ma go to another segment. Thank you again for lasting to the second segment ended on the Day Sound Blunt podcast show. I know the first segment was a little longer, but I don't try to have long segments. You feel me? But this is going to be a short episode too. So I'm going to do another segment, and that might be the last segment. But yeah, let me play this song. Thank you for tapping in. I'm about to cool out.
Change? Shit. I guess change is good for any of us. Whatever it takes for any of y'all niggas to get up out the hood. Shit, I'm with you. I ain't mad at you. Got nothing but love for you. Do your thing, boy. Yeah. All the homies that I ain't talked to, I'ma send this one out for y'all. Know what I mean? Cause I ain't mad at you. Heard y'all tearing up shit out there. Kicking up dust. Giving a motherfuck. Yeah, niggas. I ain't mad at you. Now we was once two niggas of the same kind, quick to holler at a hoochie with the same line. You was just a little smaller, but you still roll. Got stressed to YA and hit the hood swole. Remember when you had a Jerry curl, didn't quite learn. On the block with your Glock, tripping off Sherm. Collect calls to the tilt, saying how you changed. Oh, you a Muslim now, no more dope game. Heard you might be coming home, just got bail. Wanna go to the mosque, don't wanna chase tail. It seems I lost my little homie, he's a changed man. Hit the pen and now no sinning is the game plan. When I talk about money, all you see is the struggle. When I tell you I'm living large, you tell me it's trouble. Congratulations on the wedding, I hope your wife knows she got a player for life. And that's no bullshitting, I know we grew apart. You probably don't remember, I used to fiend for your sister, but never went a bender. And I can see us after school, we bomb on the first motherfucker with the wrong shit on. Now the whole shit's changed, and we don't even kick it. Got a big money scheme, and you ain't even with it. Knew in my heart you was the same motherfucker that go toe to toe when it's time for woe. You got
can't even trip, cause I'm just laughing at you. You trying hard to maintain, then go ahead, cause I ain't mad at you. Mad at you.
No, I ain't mad at you.
We used to be like distant cousins, fighting, playing dozens, whole neighborhood buzzing, knowing that we buzz it. Used to catch us on the roof or behind the stairs. I'm getting blitz and I reminisce on all the time we said. Besides bumping and grinding, wasn't nothing on our mind. In time, we learned to live a life of crime. We grind us back to a time was much too young enough. I caught a felony loving the way the guns blow. And even though we separated, you said that you waved. Don't get nobody no coochie while I be locked up state. I kiss my mama goodbye, wipe the tears from my lonely eyes. Said I'll return, but I gotta fight to fix the ride. Don't shed a tear, cause mama, I ain't happy here. I've been trying, no more smiles for a couple years. They got me going mad, I'm knocking busters on their backs. In my cell, thinking hell, I know one day I'll be back. As soon as I touch down, I told my girl I'll be there. So prepare to get fucked down. The homies wanna kick it, but I'm just laughing at you. Cause you's a down ass bitch, and I ain't mad at you. Niggas ballin' now, bitches be callin' to get it. Hookers keep falling down. He went from nothing to lots, 10 carats to rocks. Went from a nobody nigga to the big man on the block. He's Mr. Local Celebrity, addicted to moving key. Most hated by enemies, escaping the luxury. See, first you was our nigga, but you made it. So the choice is made. Now we gotta slay you while you faded. In a younger day, so full of pain when the weapons blade. Getting so high off that bomb, hoping we make it to the better day. Cause crime pays, and in time, you'll find a rhyme ablaze. You'll feel the fire from the niggas in my younger days. So many changed on me, so many try to plot. That I keep a Glock beside my head, when will it stop? Shall God return me to my essence? Cause even as an adolescent, I refuse to be a convalescent. So many questions, and they ask me if I'm still down. I moved up out of the ghetto, so I ain't real now. They got so much to say, but I'm just laughing at you. Niggas just don't know, but I ain't mad at you.
Welcome back to the They Say I'm Blunt podcast show. Yeah. Hey, shout out to that boy Soulja Living True. That boy just dropped the album. The State of Miami is out on all platforms. Tap in, you dig. Yeah, man. Miami, what's up? We got Dolphins. They cutting up, god damn it. This my sports segment. Now it's time for me to talk my shit, cause you already know I'm a Dolphins fan. Miami Dolphins, you already know we 3-0, and we going up to Buffalo, aka Buffalo. You feel me? And we gonna go up there, big dog stepping. Let me stop talking, man. We going up there to play the Buffalo Bills today. I mean tomorrow. Tomorrow is Sunday. And when we play them people, we gonna burn them people. And when I say burn them people, we gonna have the track team come out there, the Olympic stars. They gonna come out there and run past them boys. Know what I'm saying? And I predict that the Dolphins gonna win that game 35-28. Miami Dolphins go 4-0, and we go on to the next opponent. Listen, man, I'm telling y'all, man, listen, I love my Dolphins, as you know, man, and I'm telling you, I love my quarterback, Tua. Tua, and I'm about to talk my shit right now because I deserve it. I'm a Dolphins fan, and I deserve it right now because we talk of the whole sports community, you feel me? Tua is one of the best quarterbacks in the league right now, if not the best quarterback. When I tell you, watching him grow from year one to this year to year five has been, like, amazing. You feel me? Because we seen him go through some hard times with a previous coaching regime, and we seen him grow with the new coaching regime. And it's been amazing to see his footwork. It's been amazing to see him, his accuracy get better, his arm strength get stronger. You feel me? The way he scanned the field is, like, immaculate. It's good to see the offensive line progress. We used to have a horrible offensive line. Them boys doing their thing. Man, the Dolphins offensive line, listen, man, I'm telling you, like, the Dolphins offensive line is one of the best in the NFL. Tua do not get sacked. It's the craziest thing. He just do not get sacked. And I just love the fact that that man do not get sacked, dog. You feel me? Like, shout out to that boy Tua, man. Shout out to that boy Tariq Hill. Shout out to Devon Achane. Whatever he want to call his name. Shout out to that boy Ron. Hey, man, shout out to my fantasy team, my fantasy football team, man. You know, you already know, man, I love to do fantasy football too. So, shit, man, we doing our thing as well. But, man, the Dolphins, they doing good so far. The Miami Hurricanes doing good so far. The Miami Heat got fucked over by the NBA and the Portland Trail Blazers. We supposed to have Dame, but it's all good. Dame Lillard, he went to the Milwaukee Bucks. We had to swallow that. The fans of Miami, we was mad about that. But it's all good because you know what? This team that we have right now is going to be a good team. It's young. It's fast. We got tall guys now. We got a 6'10 power forward. That's really good. We got a rookie small forward / shooting guard. That's pretty good. So I believe we still got Tyler Hero. So it's like, you know, I'm all right with the team we have. I'm all right with it. I'm just all right with it, man. And yeah, that's just me talking about my sports. I had to, like, throw the sports in here. You feel me? If you know, you know. If you don't, I'm sorry. But yeah, man, this was the They Sound Blunt podcast show. I would like to say, to that news anchor, I don't even know who she is. She probably won't never listen to this podcast, but whatever. God bless her. To them people that got in that car accident, God bless them. You know, Keefy D, that's goody for your ass. Yeah, man. This is the They Sound Blunt podcast show, man. I'm going to go ahead and end it with this No Cap Mistake single. Well, you know what? That was that Soulja Livin' True. Like, you know, I'm rusty on this shit. Oh, I ain't gonna lie. I'm really goddamn rusty coming back. But that's why I'm gonna end it right now. You know what I'm saying? This was the They Sound Blunt podcast show. I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. You know, I don't know what I'm gonna name it. I probably might name this shit Drunk Drivers in Miami. That's what I might name this shit, Drunk Drivers in Miami. Because I can't stand you drunk drivers in Miami, goddamn it. Y'all be making a mistake. Y'all make a mistake when y'all get drunk and get in the car and want to drive that shit on the highway, goddammit. I'm sick of y'all making mistakes. And that's why I'm going to play this song by No Cap called Mistake, goddammit. I'm tired of their ass, goddammit. I'm tired of them.
Got off all these niggas, hit a little bitch, no Jimmy, new trend. 2020 is tinted, and that bitch came with artillery. Nigga can't do me like Pop, or do me like John L. Kennedy. This how I live, ain't saving no pictures, I ain't gotta keep up with images. Ain't talking food, I just fucked two bitches by mistake. But I don't go on down the dates, bitches come from different ways. Got AKs on the interstate, bust down on my time frame. Really, I just wanna prank, cause she keep playing my game. I'm always on top, I'm gon' remind you when you look up. I get fly as hell, I think my closet need an airport. Fuck around, exercise your will, so just be careful how you pull up. Nigga, my soul empty, that's why I take drugs and I get full up. No, I ain't happy, niggas going outside, I'm still in my bag. Couple niggas had front on me, but it don't match, they still in the back. Oh, the coach ain't mad, I come through the line and fuck up the set. She got a baby face, I'm still pulling out and the kids on the lash. If I didn't find my way, guess I would've took the dough route. You went thugging in my circle when a nigga was wearing Reeboks.
talking shit on all these niggas. I got different color money, like no cap or damn peacock. Them birds shoot soon as he peek out. Got off all these niggas, hit a little bitch, no Jimmy, Neutron. 2020 is tenant, and that bitch came with artillery. Knee can't do me like Pop, or do me like John F. Kennedy. This how I live, ain't saving no pictures, I ain't gotta keep up with images. Ain't talking food, I just fucked two bitches by mistake. But I don't go on dinner dates, bitches come from different ways. Got AKs on the interstate, bust down on my time frame. Really, I just wanna prank, cause she keep playing my games. I see them niggas, they running like Hillary. That's why my wife presidential. They was blind, I put on water like a sea. The other one, Archer Perpetual. Told her, hey, I know she bisexual, so I put her up for the next one. Grade A diamonds, test. No key for the car, I wasn't trying to impress him. If you ain't got a gun, you can't come in my area. I'm out on bus, still an effing and carry. My niggas can't hoop, but they stand in the alley. Come through the hole and we dunk all the traffic. Watch how you stare when them bullets start traveling. I fuck, she was cool, fantastic. Fuck around and got hot through the pandemic. Have you heard the trap work more than the damn man? Little thing I did ever show with a damn. My niggas be ready to shoot, so stop dancing. And I kept it real from the start, think I did everything on my end. In that jungle, I'm hunting, trying to put them on Fox 10. Don't even try to look in, all you see is reflections. Got off all these niggas, hit a little bitch, no Jimmy, Neutron. 2020 is tenant, and that bitch came with artillery. Nigga can't do me like Pop, or do me like John F. Kennedy. This how I live, ain't saving no pictures, I ain't gotta keep up with images. Ain't talking food, I just fucked two bitches by mistake. But I don't go on dinner dates, bitches come from different ways. Got AKs on the interstate, bust down on my time frame. Really, I just wanna prank, cause she keep playing my games. 2020 is tenant, and that bitch came with a battery in it. 2020 was 20. Usually summer I rent, shopping for them niggas. I got my 40 in Linux, Tim and Ike and Tina. These niggas turning to bitches.
Thank you for tuning in to today's Sound Blunt Podcast Show. I was your host, Trey Plus 305. And you already know, man. Until next time, I see you again. You heard me? Hey, shout out to Shaw Beats.